Family-owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.
No matter what shade of green your thumb is, the Farmington Greenhouse has you covered. They offer a wide variety of annuals, perennials, shrub roses, cacti, hanging baskets, custom planting, and much, much more. At Farmington Greenhouse, you'll find the expertise you need to make your garden a paradise. For more information and hours, you can visit them online at farmingtongreenhouse.com.
Bathfitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bathfitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bathfitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
And inch by inch, row by row, I'm gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warned them from below till the rain come tumbling down.
Welcome to In the Garden. I'm Kelly Casey, and of course your host is Shar Shar. How does your garden grow?
It's not, would be the word. It is not growing. It is at rest.
I wish we were. It seems like fall is the pinnacle of things that you need to do. I chopped all my hostas. Those are all put away.
Good girl.
Some people wait until spring, but I figure I need to get that debris out of there.
Yes.
So they all look like they have army haircuts. And all our leaf mulch is being shredded by my son with the lawnmower, providing some really great mulch to put around the plants when it's ready. When we have, we've had a couple of hard freezes, so it's probably pretty good, but you don't mound that stuff in there yet.
Not yet.
Today we are going to go inside to a warmer climb and talk about things growing inside, and one of your very favorite things are African violets.
That's right.
And you brought such a wonderful array to show you. I love this. I love them. They make me remind me of my grandmother.
Yep.
And I was successful with them, but you have such a wide varieties and they're so beautiful. I love these little miniature ones.
I
so
know.
Where do we start?
I'm going to throw you a curve. I have to issue a really quick correction. I recently had a show about bulbs and I said that tuberose have a flower like a camellia, and I meant tuberose begonias have a flower like a camellia. So correction has been issued.
All right.
African violets. I can't say enough good things, not to mention that they bring back memories for both Kelly and myself, but they have a variety of colors and types of leaves. They come in miniatures, full sizes. Some of the leaves are just huge. Some are smaller. Some are pointed. Some are variegated. The flowers themselves, except the yellows, they don't have that shade, but they go purples, pinks, blues, whites, every imaginable combination, picotees, and like I say, double flowers. They're just wonderful. My mom was a wonderful grower of African violets. That's, like I say, a wonderful memory. Even my Uncle Bill, He raised African violets when he was kind of disabled in his last years from seed. Now, I haven't tackled that. I'll talk about propagation of another kind of for African violets, but he grew them from seed. African violets were first discovered, guess, in Africa, and naturally they grew by waterfalls of all things. You wouldn't think they kind of go together with water so much, because when you're watering them with a watering can, and maybe you've added your fertilizer in there, you do not want that to necessarily drop on their leaves. On the other hand, I will say that if they're collecting dust, which they will do, they have like a hairy leaf to them. If they're collecting dust on those little hairy leaves, when they're not in bloom or too heavily in bud, what really is good to take them to your sink with a gentle stream of water, just gentle, warmish water, not hot and not cold either, and let them get their little bath, their little imitation waterfall, and they will like that. Just don't let those occasional drops with the fertilizer in it from the watering can land on them. So I'm going to go over the basic needs of African violet plants. There's just five of them. Bright light, not direct sun, especially in the summer months. Now, there's an exception to that. In the middle of deepest winter, when the light is at the lowest, they could use a little sun from your windows, and maybe a foot away from the windows is a good rule of thumb. That will not hurt them, provided you remember to turn like a quarter a turn a week, as you should with any house plant. So bright light, even moisture. They don't like to be too dry, and yet they don't like to have wet roots. And we'll talk about a new way of watering I found. Also, African violets are heavy feeders. Pick a African violet that a food that is maybe designed for them specifically. A good brand would be Miracle-Gro for African violet and Schultz. Also, keep away from cold drafts. They come from Africa. They don't like cold drafts from the windows. And here's a switch. In the summertime, if you have a protected place with dappled sun, not too heavy on the sun, they do like to be outside. I do take some of mine outside, and seems like it kind of brings them back to life.
I love African violets. They bring such memories, and they're so beautiful and varied. We're going to find out more about this wonderful indoor gardening plant in just a minute, right after a message from some of our sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours, on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day. Call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Keeping your bird feeder clean with moisture and mold after it rains is important, especially with finch feeders. This message brought to you by Crabtree's Garden Gate, where they invite you to stop by to watch the birds enjoy each of the different feeding stations, feeders, and types of seed from their viewing window. Their seed is delivered fresh from the mill weekly, which is the key to active feeders. Visit Crabtree's Garden Gate, just 2 miles north of Marine on the St. Croix at 19713 Quinnell Avenue. That's Crabtree Garden Gate.
Today we are talking with Char about African violets, and she is a purveyor of all different kinds, and she's brought a sample here to the studio today, and she has such a wonderful green thumb with this indoor gardening. Char, tell us a little bit about what it takes to propagate these.
I will, and it's very easy. Patience is required, however, and allow for a little disappointment, and they're not 100% every time. I do the leaf cutting method. I mean, if you get a real big, heavy violet, you might want to try dividing it. If you see there's like two crowns going, I don't have a lot of luck with that, but I do have good luck with leaf cutting. Start with a very clean knife, make a cut close to the base of the African violet plant itself, and then put it into a little bit of water, just so that the base of the stem is in water. You know what works perfectly is a shot glass. I have a collection of shot glasses. Not that I'm a drinker or anything, but people have maybe given me that has like a name of a city or whatever on it. And I just put them in there. They rest their little leaf on the rim of the shot glass, and it works every time. After just maybe less than a week, they will develop some really fine little hair-like roots on them. I let them in that water for a while until I sometimes actually see little tiny leaves forming down by the root system. Then it's time to put it into some potting soil. And you can even use seed starting mix, provided you transfer it to regular potting soil afterwards. There's also African violet potting soil that is perfect for African violets. So the one thing about having them in that water or in that shot glass of water is to change the water periodically so it doesn't get fetid. So that is so easy to start. And I even have examples here I brought in to show Kelly of some that I've started that way. The mother leaf that it started from will wither and die. As soon as it started producing the babies at the root of that stalk, it will wither and die. And it takes a while for it to be built up into a full-fledged plant, but it's very easy to do.
It's very satisfying, too, because you can see actually how the baby forms just out of that one leaf, so you have lots of bonus plant opportunities from each plant.
Exactly. You can even buy African violet leaves from the purveyors that I have gone to online. They will even just sell a leaf like that. The one thing I'm excited about, within the last year, I've discovered a new way of watering African violets. When I mentioned about they don't like to be too dried out, but just keep kept evenly moist, you want to try to water them from below. Like if they're sitting in a saucer, that is the ideal situation. You don't want to get the water on their leaves too much, you know, when you're doing the watering with the fertilizer in it. So I have discovered that there is a way, if you use some yarn or string that's absorbable, like a cording or whatever, and you tuck it into the drain holes of your pot, and you just let maybe about 3 inches, maybe 4 if it's a larger plant or larger pot, and you put that in your saucer, and then you water that the plant from the saucer. It will absorb or wick it up. It acts like a wick, and it wicks the moisture up into the soil. You may, if the pot has a lot of dirt exposed on the top, you might want to still moisten that dirt lightly up on the top area so that that isn't totally dried while the lower part is moist. But it is the slickest thing. If you've already purchased an African violet plant and you don't have the wick in it, obviously you're not starting from a repotting scenario, you can just kind of tuck it carefully in with, say, a pencil tip and push that cording or yarn works really the best for me. Just push it up into those drainage holes and make sure it's in there and it won't just fall out real easily. And you just you're all set with a new watering system. It works so slick, keeps it evenly moist, and you don't want to fill the saucer too high with water. I would just say maybe a quarter of an inch for starters, and then just watch how the plant is drinking that up. But it really is a new method, maybe. I don't know how long it's been used by people that grow African violets professionally, but it really works for me.
I've also heard of using that same method for watering orchids.
Yes, they like to be fed that way too as well, or watered that way as well, yes.
Well, you have such a fine example here, and I know. Can you give us a couple of the names of them before we go?
Okay, one is the Milky Way, and you know, the reason I brought this in, it is just such a prolific bloomer. It hasn't stopped blooming. I'm trying to stop and think, was there ever a time this one stopped blooming? But it didn't. It's a miniature. And this one has like two plastic pots. It's like plastic cups as its pots. And it uses the wicking system. But it is just a lovely white flower. The other one here, I don't know if I have the name of it, but it's like a bicolor. It's Morgan's Declan Duff. Now, I don't know why they give names like that. I suppose it's a copyrighted scenario, and maybe Morgan was maybe a favorite grandchild or granddaughter. But there are so many beautiful colors and combinations. The old purple flower, the African violet, is the original color of an African violet.
Well, we've been learning so much about African violets, how to take care of them, how to propagate them, and certainly how to enjoy them. Well, we're doing some indoor gardening today, but do stay tuned. We do have a couple more shows left in our season, and thanks so much, Char, for providing us all this great information on indoor gardening at this time of year. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
That's In the Garden for today. Remember to tune in for our next program with host Char Char. We'll bring you a full season of information on all things green and growing. From foliage to flowers, veggies to patio planters, we'll share our love for gardening thanks to these fine sponsors.
At Lilydale Garden Center, they're dedicated to exceptional care of their plants and customers. They believe customers always come first. Lilydale Garden Center offers only the highest quality of plant material, as well as statuary, pottery, and gifts. Lilydale Garden also has annuals, landscaping material, garden decorations, and much more. For great customer service with big store selection, go to Lilydale Garden, 941 Sibley Memorial Highway in Lilydale.
Bath Fitter is North America's leading acrylic bathroom company. Bath Fitter offers top quality customized bathroom renovation products and services with a lifetime warranty. Why spend tons of money, not to mention grueling hours on bathroom remodeling? Bath Fitter offers a bathroom remodeling solution that lasts a lifetime. Done in just one day, call today at 651-925-8636 for a free consultation with an experienced staff member, or go to their website, bathfitter.com.
Crown Rental is your one-stop rental shop to get all your projects done before winter. We are always adding to and updating our inventory to make sure you get what you need when you need it. Crown Rental has you covered. Don't forget, with the holiday season coming up, we also provide chairs, tables, dishware, and linens for your family gatherings. In need of a new blower to clean up those fallen leaves? Crown Rental carries a full line of steel products, including blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and much more. Be sure to stop by for all your outdoor power equipment needs. As always, all three of our locations fill propane for your heating needs this season.
Family owned and operated, Terry's Hardware is dedicated to providing quality products and great service. Unlike big chain stores, when you go to Terry's Hardware, you'll get the help you need by a knowledgeable staff member. Be sure to check out their extensive options of paints, or get everything you need to finish the simple do-it-yourself projects done around your home. Terry's Hardware, 375 West 33rd Street in South Hastings. Terry's Hardware, products you know, people you trust.